Welcome to Shomach Shalom on the Daf, your sponsor, Lunishmas, Yaakov Shalom, and Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're starting here the 14th parak of Meseches Yevomis, and the Mishnah starts with halachos that have to do with a cheresh. A cheresh is a deaf person really talking about. The whole mokoim that Rabbanon speak about a cheresh is someone she'eino medaber ve'eino shemea, is not able to hear, is not able to talk, he's a deaf mute, and Chazal categorized him as a shaita. And the simple understanding is because he's not able to communicate, he's not able to have any type of connection with other people, and that's why there is a level of shaita that he has. The Achronim already discussed what happens when you have modern medicine and there is a way to communicate even with deaf mutes. Does that take him out of the level of cheresh? And this is a big discussion, many svarim written on it. But according to Divrei Rabbeinu, the idea of a cheresh is not only the fact that you can't communicate with him, but he represents somebody who's not a full Adam. An Adam is somebody who's able to talk. He's called a medaber. And medaber means he's able to talk and he's able to listen to talk. There is a communication of talking with this person. One who does not have this level of communication, does not have the level of talking, so he has a din of somebody who is not a complete Adam. And that's the Gedder of a Cheresh. And Sefer HaKone, he says the words, that a Cheresh, Einoi Dugmo Elyoino. He's not similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that every Adam is Dugmo for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself here in the world. Why? He took the shefa, the koiches of Adam is gone from him. So he's not dugum elyoino. If you remember, this is the lashon that some of the Baal Kabbalah brought when we spoke about krut shivcha. So this is a similar idea that it's not the koich of Adam. And the Chasam Sofer in the Chuvis and Evan has a similar base. He adds a sentence that says that it's halacha l'moshe misina that we got. That cheresh, shoyte, katan, these three are asur, and that's together. Cheresh, regardless of the level of the das, he will be one who will be categorized as somebody who doesn't have das. And even though the chasuv himself is mashma, later in the tshuva, that he holds if you are able to prove that the cheresh does have das, so then you could rely on him. But the beginning of the tshuva calls it halacha b'shiva Sinai, and if you connect it to what Sefer HaKone says, that means this is the category. An Adam who is missing the koyach adibur from both ends, that tells me he's not a full Adam. And mainly it doesn't matter the level of das that he has, he's still lacking the Adam because he's missing the shmiah and missing the dibur. And just to add to that, the very strong words of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim points out to what the Goyen says in Mishlei, which also Reb Chaim Vital brings to Shara Kedusha, on the pasuk that says, Boz ledovo yechovel boloi, Ve'yeire mitzvah hu yeshulam. So a person who does the bizayon, he will get hurt. Says the Goyen, every one of the limbs of a person is connected to one of the mitzvahs. We have Ramach Evarim, and we have Shasa Gidim, and it's connected to Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, and Shasa Mitzvah Loi Saseh. When a person does the mitzvah right, so his limb is complete. And if he's lacking in the mitzvah, he's lacking in the completion of that limb. The limb represents the Gedusha of that mitzvah. So says the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Zocher Lemiriam, Perek Zayin. He says that when Adam will come to Shemayim, the main koiches that bring in the schar of Olam Habo is the koich hadibur and koich hashmiyah. The talking that he's going to have, learning Torah in Shemayim, and the listening that he's going to be able to listen to what's going on up there. And when a person is someone who is a poisheya in Lashon Hara, in Rechilus, he speaks Divrei Lashon Hara and he listens to Lashon Hara bepshia, so then he's going to be lacking these avarim of Dibur and Shmiah. Meaning he's going to be a cheresh when he comes up to Shemayim. He's going to be cheresh einu medaber veinu shemea, not talking, not hearing, because he will ruin these avarim. He adds, of course, that a regular Ami person Yisrael does not a pesheya and he does tshuva, so we're not talking about him. But you see over here this example, that a cheresh that's lacking shmiah and dibur, it represents something much higher than the fact that he just can't communicate with him, but represents the fact that there's a lack in the etzem ha'odom standing over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.